Most people don't understand that a lot of the struggles in rural America mirror inner city, lower socioeconomic issues. And so you talk about Bon-Ton, and it just lights me up because Bon-Ton Farms is really this amazing kind of bright spot in my district, right? But the conception for it was the fact that in my district, which is inner city, we experience food deserts. And we know that if there's a food desert, that also affects whether or not you've got positive or negative health outcomes, because our food is our medicine, right? And so it affects whether or not, say, your obesity levels, it affects, and honestly, we know how many illnesses come along with obesity. And so we know that you have a higher likelihood to end up in the hospital. So it's bigger than just the fact that, hey, I've got to eat, Fritos instead of necessarily having an apple. We're talking about your life expectancy. We're talking about my kiddos and the lack of the development, the full development of their minds. We know that food is so much more crucial to those itty bitty minds to make sure that they are learning and maximizing their learning opportunities. And so it's a big issue in rural America as well as urban America. And when we look at it, it comes down to profits, right? And I'm not against anybody making money. I mean, I'm not against that. We live in a capitalist society for sure. But I can't force a grocer to come in when they say, hey, looking at these numbers, we just can't make the profits. We will go under. But there should be other options. And so, we're hoping that we can get legislation passed that would allow for co-ops to be able to invest in themselves and say, you know what? We don't have the money ourselves, but if we can go and get this loan, then maybe we can fill in the gaps and help out in some of these food deserts and better the health outcomes for our communities. That way, we're not relying upon, say, this for-profit organization to come in, this for-profit organization that has never wanted to come in, right? Because if they did, they would have been there. It's crucial. And we know that when you're looking at a food desert, you're also dealing with the health deserts as well as the educational deserts. Like, people end up leaving because they just don't have access to the basics that they need.